Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Dalu. We begin the brand new Perek, HaZohav. We continue to learn for the safety and success of Chayilei Tzal, to bring back the Chatufim b'mheira in good health, and be'ezus Hashem, there should be Shalom on all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so we begin Perek HaZohav. It's interesting. In the Bavli, it's called Perek HaZohav. As we'll see, there's a machlokas as to what is the correct Girsa or Mishnah. The Yerushalmi has the Girsa that this Perek is called Perek HaKesef. And we'll start off the beginning of the Gemara today, after we learn the Mishnah, to explain why the Bavli and the Yerushalmi have different names for this Perek. Very unusual. Okay, so V'ezes Hashem, we begin Perek HaZov. Perek HaZov deals a lot with the understanding of how money is viewed in Halacha. So we begin. HaZov, if a person has gold coins, he has money, gold, that is able to acquire when he gives it over to, Reuven gives over his gold to Shimon, so he acquires the kesef, kones ha-kesef, the silver coins that Shimon has. So Reuven and Shimon are making a transaction here. They're exchanging Reuven's gold coins for Shimon's silver coins. So as we have already learned many times, you need to make a kinyan to acquire something. And money, the transfer of money doesn't koneh, doesn't acquire metaltalin. So therefore, when you give over the money in this situation, you have not yet acquired the metaltalin. So if a person to buy Shimon's cow, Reuven buys Shimon's cow, and he gives him $100 for the cow, he doesn't yet own the cow until he makes a kinyan meshicha or some sort of a kinyan that's a valid kinyan in the cow. Giving over the money doesn't effectuate the transaction. So in our Mishnah, we're saying that when Reuven gives over gold to Shimon, he acquires the silver of Shimon when he gives over the gold to Shimon. That giving over the gold from Reuven to Shimon acquires the silver that he's getting in exchange for the gold. Because as we will see, we view the gold as being a commodity and we view the silver as being coins. So even though there are gold coins and silver coins here, the gold coins don't have the status of money when we compare them to the silver coins. That is what our Mishnah is telling us. Hazahav, gold, is considered a commodity, and when you give over the commodity, if Shimon gives his cow over to Reuven, so then he does acquire the money at the same time. So giving over the commodity allows you to acquire the money. But giving over the money doesn't make the acquisition of the commodity a reality until you make a kinyan in the commodity. So one more time. Hazahav, the gold coins that Reuven has, when he gives them over to Shimon, he now acquires, that's a valid kinyan, kone es hakesef. This is called the kinyan chalipin. He's exchanging his commodity and he gets the money in return. This only works when you exchange the commodity. When you give the money over, you don't get in exchange the commodity. So, Hazov Kone Es HaKesef, Reuven's gold coins, when he gives them to Shimon, acquires for him the silver coins. But the other way around, it doesn't work. HaKesef, if Reuven gave over silver coins to Shimon to get his gold coins, he doesn't acquire the gold coins until he makes an actual Hagbah Meshicha in those gold coins. Eino kone es hazov. Again, one last time. The critical factor is an exchange, a kinyan chalipin, only works with the exchange of the commodity and not with the exchange of money. Obviously, if Reuven is selling his donkey to Shimon to buy Shimon's cow, so then both of them are commodities, and an exchange of either one would acquire the other one. Now, that was gold and silver coins. The Mishnah continues and tells us, what about hanechoshes? You have copper coins. So giving over the copper coins, Reuven gives over his copper coins to Shimon, kone es hakesef. So he acquires that silver coins that he's exchanging his copper coins on from Shimon. In this situation, again, the copper is considered the commodity and the silver coins are considered the money. So again, the commodity can make a kinyan chalipin on the money. But the money, the kesef, the silver, if Reuven gives over silver coins to Shimon to acquire his copper coins, ain't no kones and achoshes, because money can't make a kinyan chalipin, but commodities can. Likewise, the Mishnah continues, mos ros, if you have money that is not really good currency, it is like a worn out coin, it's not ready tender, it's not going to be accepted, Mos, Rose, so they functioning as a commodity, are able to go and acquire Konos and Sayafo. So Reuven has these Mos, Rose, he's giving them to Shimon to get some good coins from Shimon. So that does acquire, this is the commodity, the lousy coins are the commodity, and they can acquire the money. Konos and Sayafo. But the other way around, as we've learned now, Vayafos, the good coins that Reuven is giving to Shimon to go and acquire his bad coins, Vayafos, Eino, Konin, Sisaros, again, money can't be a Kinyan Chalipin, only a commodity can make an effective Kinyan Chalipin. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, and Asimon, those of you that are a little bit older will remember the Asimon that they had in Eretz Yisrael to use for the payphones. Those of you that are a little bit older will remember what a payphone is. So a coin that's an Asimon, it's basically what we would refer to as a slug. It doesn't have a picture minted on it. It just is the actual slug, the coin without a tzura. So this is called also a commodity. So this commodity, this Asimon, is Kones HaMedea, can go and acquire a coin. Reuven gives over his Asimon to Shimon. He gets back the coin from Shimon as a Kinyan Chalipa because he gave him a commodity and that acquires the money. But the other way around, La Matbeya, if Reuven gives over to Shimon money, he can't acquire the Matbeya, can't acquire the Asimon of Shimon as a Kinyan Chalipin. La Matbeya ain't no Kone as so Asimon. Okay, finally, the Mishnah tells us, Metaltalin Konin es HaMatdeya, in general, you have Metaltalin, which are commodities, movable items. They are able to acquire Konin es HaMatdeya, a Kinyan Chalipin will work. Matdeya Eino Konin es HaMetaltalin, but the coin cannot go and acquire the Metaltalin. And then we have the final statement of this in the Mishnah, which is, now we have the Girsa Zeh Klal, but you see, both the Vilna Gaon as well as the Girsa on the side and the Mesoras HaShas say that we're not goris these words Zeh Klal, and we just say, call him a Metaltalin, Kone Zeh Zeh. But as opposed to Metaltalin can acquire coins, but coins can't acquire Metaltalin, if you're dealing with two Metaltalin, yes, each one can acquire the other one. If I'm selling my donkey to you for your ox, so my giving you the donkey, you make a Kinyan in the donkey, so that exchanges, the para now belongs to me. So Metaltalin can be Kone one or the other. It doesn't make a difference whether Reuven gives his Metaltalin to Shimon to acquire Shimon's Metaltalin, or Shimon gives his Metaltalin to Reuven to acquire Reuven's Metaltalin. That is a valid Kinyan. You can make this Chalipin over here, and only one of them has to acquire it, and that automatically makes the other Metaltalin acquired by the other party. Call it Metaltalin, Konin Zezeh. Now, Mishnah asks, Ketzad, give us an example of how this works. If Reuven did a Kinyan Meshicha on the Peros of Shimon that he's buying from Shimon, but he didn't yet pay for it, so then Eino Yochalazabo, this effectuated the Kinyan by him making a Kinyan on the payros, the commodity, so that seals the deal. The deal is now done, and he has to give him the money. He can't back out. Reuven's making the Kinyan on Shimon's Metaltalin on his payros, so now he owes the money to Shimon. There's no backing out. However, if Reuven was buying the payros and he just gave him the money, but he didn't make a Kinyan on the payros, so as we've already pointed out multiple times, the money can't acquire the metaltalin. The money can't acquire the commodity. And therefore, this is not yet a Kinyan. And therefore, technically, Yochel Lachzabo, the Tana of HaMishnah says that Reuven, even though he gave over the money, can retract and say, sorry, I decided I don't want this. I got the item at a lower price than somebody else, so just give me back my money. He technically can go and retract. Yochel Lachzabo. From a pure din point of view, yes, there was no Kinyan, so he can get his money back. However, the rabbi said, Avol Amru, Mi Shepara, Me Anshe Dor HaMabel, U Midor HaFloga, the one who paid back the Anshei Dor HaMabel, the people who sinned at the time of the Mabel, and the Dor that sinned at the time of the Dor HaFlogu, the Tower of Babel. So the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who paid them back, he punished the Dor HaMabel, he wiped them out, he punished the Dor HaFlogu. So the Tower of Babel never was built, and those people all were dispersed, and we're now speaking 70 languages. So that same HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them, who asid li para misha eno ome bidiburo. He will likewise punish somebody who goes back on his word. If you made a deal, so you said, I'm going to buy your commodity from you. Here's $100. He gives him $100. Well, technically, he hasn't acquired the commodity yet. And while technically he can be choser, that's not the right thing to do. You made a deal, follow what you said. Keep to your word. Because if you don't, you get what's called this Misha Parah. Misha Parah is an expression that we use in many different places. A Misha Parah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay you back. You didn't do something erluch. If you didn't act properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay you back. Okay, now we have the final words of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shakeset Biyado, Yodo Alu El Yona. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon says, and you can see this in Rashi, Polig Adrabanan. Two lines in the bottom, Kol Shakeset Biyado, Dira Maschel, Kol Shakeset Biyado, Polig Adrabanan. Rabbi Shimon argues with the Chachamim. The Amre Nosel Lamos, Yochol Azubo. According to the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, well, he shouldn't do this, he'll get a Misha Para. Nevertheless, Reuven, if he gave the money and didn't yet get the commodity because the money doesn't acquire the commodity, so then he can technically retract according to the Tanakhama. However, in this situation, also Rabbi Shimon LeMeimar, Mocher Shakol Biyadahu, the Yochol Lachzubo. Avo Lokeach and Yochol Lachzubo. He says that the Lokeach, the one who purchasing it, cannot go and retract. The one who has the money can go and retract. So the Machlokas over here is the Tanakhama says that both of them can technically retract, albeit there's a Misha Parah. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, the only one that can retract over here is Shimon. He has the money, and he can say, okay, I'm giving you back your money. I'm not giving you my product. I'm not giving you the commodity. However, Reuven, according to Rabbi Shimon, cannot retract. He doesn't have the money. It's called Shakesa Biyado, Yodo Alol Yona. He technically is the only one that can retract. And Rashi concludes and says, Mufarish Gemara will explain this in the Gemara. Okay. Now, we start the Gemara. Gemara says, Masne le Rebbe, le Rebbe Shimon Berei. Rebbe learned our Mishnah when he taught his son, Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon, the great son of Rebbe. So, Rebbe taught him our Mishnah as Hazov Kones HaKesef. Exactly the gifts that we have. He said that a gold coin is considered a commodity, and it can acquire the silver money. So, Amar Lo, Rabbi Shimon, Berei the Rebbe, says to his father, Rebbe, called his father Rebbe, he says, Shanisa Lanu Bial Dusecha, when we were young, when you were young, and you taught me this Mishnah, you didn't teach it to me, Hazov Kones HaKesef. Instead, you taught it to me, and this is the Girsa that the Yerushalmi has, HaKesef Kones Hazov, the exact opposite. You had taught us when we were younger that silver is the commodity, and it's able to acquire the gold money. You've switched it around. So, v'sachzor v'sishne lonu b'zik nusecha hazov kones hakesef. But you apparently have retracted that girsa hakesef kones hazov was the girsa of the Mishnah that you taught us when we were younger. But now, in your older age, you have retracted that apparently, and you've taught us now the girsa that we have in our Mishnah, hazov kones hakesef. So the Gemara asks, what is the svara over here between the two girsas? Bial du say, in the youth of Rebbe, and in the youth of Rebbe Shimon, his son, my svara, what did Rebbe's opinion, what was his thought in the girsa, hakesef kone es azov? And now, ubiziknu say, when he got older, he changed the girsa to azov kone es hakesef. What was he thinking when he was younger? Bial du say, my svara, ubiziknu say, my svara. What was he thinking now that he's older? So we first explained what his original approach was when they were both younger. The Alduse Sava Rebbe held the original Girsa Kesef Kone Es Hazov Dava, the gold coins, Choshev. They're considered Choshev. Now, how do we define this Choshev? What it basically means is they're considered to be more important. They are the money. And therefore, have a tiva. So we view the gold compared to the silver as the gold being more important. It is more of a coin, and therefore it is considered the money in the case. And the kasba, the lo chashiv, and the silver, which is not as valuable, which is not as chashiv as the gold, therefore that is the commodity. Heavy payra. When you're dealing with money, exchanging for money, one is the coin and one is function as the commodity. So originally, in his youth, Rebbe taught that the kesef is the commodity and the gold is the coin. And therefore, HaKesef, the silver commodity, is able to acquire the gold coins. Kone es ha-dava. Kone es ha-zov. And dava is the dalet and the zayin interchangeable. Dava is zahava. Dava is gold. Zahava is gold. Just one is Aramaic and one is Hebrew. So originally, Rebbe said the gold is the more important of the two, and therefore the gold is the coin and the silver is the commodity. The koni le peira le tiva, and therefore the silver commodity coins are called peira. They're called the commodity, and they acquire the coins with this kinyan chalipin. So the silver is the commodity. It acquires the gold coins. So if Reuven gave over silver coins to Shimon, he does acquire the gold coins because the gold is the money and the silver is the commodity. But then when he got older, Bizdiknuse, he retracted this. And Sovar and Rebbe held now Kaspa, the silver coins, and we turn to Mandalit Omud Beis, the Chorif, they are more fluid, they are more liquid. Rashi says, the Chorif, Yotze Behotsa, the Over La Socher, they are more current legal tender, they're more usable as currency. And therefore, the Chorif, since they're more usable as coins, have a Tiva, they're the ones that are considered coins. However, Dava, the gold, which is a commodity now, the low chorif, it's not as usable. Right? Try to go into a store and give a $10 gold coin, so they may not accept it so easily. Yeah, a $10 silver coin, they take 1, 2, 3. Dava, the low chorif, it's not as usable as a coin. It's not such ready legal business transaction money. It's legal money, but it's not usable heavy payer. Therefore, the gold is considered the commodity and the silver is considered the coin. And therefore, the carne le payra, the gold commodity payra coin, is able to acquire the silver coin litiba, which is functioning as money. So again, Rebbe originally thought that the gold was more important as money, and then he subsequently said that the silver is more important as money, and therefore the other one in both cases, in the first case where the gold is the coin, the silver is acting as the commodity, and later in his life, Rebbe changed it around and said, no, that the silver is more money and the gold is more the commodity. Now, we're going to have three different Amorayim that come to show that Rebbe's earlier opinion, Kesef Kones Hazov, is correct, and not the Girsa that we have now, Rebbe's Girsa in his older age. So first we have Ravashi. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi comes along and says, Ki Alduse Mistabra, the original approach of Rebbe, HaKesef Kones Hazov, is more correct. It appears to be more correct. Why? Because look at the Mishnah. Everybody agrees the next line in the Mishnah is Midiktani Hanechoshes Kones HaKesef. Everybody agrees the next line that there is no Machlokes. Rebbe said the same thing in his youth and as an older age. The Bavli and Yushami have the same gears over here. Hanechoshes, the copper acts as the commodity and it's Kones HaKesef. It can acquire the silver coins. Now, why did you have to tell me something about silver twice? Iyamis Bishloma Kaspo Legabe Dava Peirahave. If you're telling me originally, in the first version that Rebbe had, the gear says that Kesef Kones Azov. So there the Kesef is functioning, the silver is functioning as a commodity, and the gold is the coin. Then I understand. Hainu Dekartani Nechoshes Kones HaKesef. I need you to tell me that the silver is now functioning as a coin. The silver originally functioned as a commodity, but now the silver can function as a coin. That's why you have to tell me the first case and the second case. The Ava P Delegabi Dava Peirahavya. Because even though silver functions as a commodity in regards to gold coins, in regards to copper coins, Legabi Nechoshes, Tivahavi, the silver now switches and no longer is a commodity, it now is money. So silver needs to be taught to me because it functions sometimes as a commodity and sometimes as money. In regards to gold, it's a commodity. The gold is the coin, the silver is the commodity. But in regards to copper, the silver is the more important one. The silver is more choshev, so it functions as the coin, and the copper functions as the commodity. Ah, that's why the first girsa, ki yalduse, that hakesef kone sezov, is the more correct girsa, because silver has two different roles, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching me. Sometimes the silver has the role of a commodity compared to gold, and sometimes it has the status of being a coin compared to copper. Oh, very good. I need both of them. However, in regards Eli Amris, Kaspo Legabi Davo Tivahavi, but if the Girsa is like we have in our Girsa, Hazov Kones HaKesef, so then the silver is acting as a coin in regards to gold. So certainly it's going to act as a coin in regards to copper. Why would I need you to tell me that? Eli Amris, Kaspo Legabi Davo Tivahavi, that silver in regards to gold, the silver is the coin and the gold is the commodity. So certainly, Hashta Legabi Davo, the Choshev Minei, Amis Tivahavi, if in regards to the gold, nevertheless we still consider the silver to be the coin and the gold the commodity, Legabi Nechoshes, then certainly in regards to Nechoshes, the EU Choshev, it has both benefits. It is more Choshev, it is more expensive, let's say, and the EU Charv, and it's more legal tender, it's more usable, it's more over less Solcher, as Rashi said. Therefore, the iyu charif. It's both choshev and charif. So, Mibaya, would you have to tell me that case? So, therefore, Rav Ashi says that the original gears of Rebbe, ki yaldu say, makes more sense. I understand why he has to tell me silver against gold and silver against copper, because they're two different dinim. Silver against gold, the silver is a commodity. Silver against copper, the silver is a coin. It's money. Oh, but in the girsah that we have, Rebbe's girsah in his older age, so zov, konas, akesef, so then silver is a coin in regards to gold, so certainly silver is a coin in regards to copper. Why do I need both? So he says, no, that's not a good proof. It doesn't prove that Yalduse is wrong, but it doesn't prove that Yalduse is right. The gears of Rebbe in his youth isn't proven to be right. It's not proven to be wrong, but it's not proven to be right because it's true. You could argue against Rav Ashi's proof because it was necessary to say both cases, even if silver in both cases is the money. Why is that? Because I would have thought on my own, Hane prite bi asro de sogye. Only in places where the copper is accepted as ready currency. Some places have a sign on the door that says, we don't take pennies, right? So in a place where they accept copper no matter what, so then, hani prite, these copper coins, these prutos, the prite, ba'astra disage, that accept them no matter what, so then, inu charife tve mikaspa, the copper coins will be more readily usable than silver. People may not have change. You come into a store with $100 bill, so that's, let's say, the silver, so they may not have change for it. You come in there with, you know, 5 quarters, they'll be more than happy to go and let you buy whatever you're buying. So therefore, the silver may not be as readily usable as copper in some places. So I might have said, Amor, Tivahavi. I might have said, in those places, in those asra, in those places where the silver is not as readily usable as the copper, I might have said, the copper should be the coin and the silver is the commodity. Therefore, Kamash Vilan, therefore, our Mishnah is needed to tell us that even though silver is considered money in regards to gold, I need you to tell me that silver is also considered money in regards to copper. Because Kiva Diko Duchta, there are these places. The Rashash points out, notice a slightly different girsa. He calls Asra places and Duchta places. Asra larger places, Duchta smaller places. So there are differences. In some places, the copper is readily accepted as currency. In other places, it might not be. So Kamash Lun, the Chiddush is Kiva Diko Duchta, the low soggy bay. So therefore, there are some places which don't accept the copper coins, so the copper coins in those places are like a commodity. So the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though copper sometimes is more readily usable than silver, we view the copper as a commodity, and therefore, you need to tell me both silver is a coin, it's money considered against gold, and you also need to tell me that it's a coin, it's money considered against copper as well. So therefore, Rav Ashi's attempted proof to say ki yalduse mistabra, that the original gears of Rebbe, kesef kone es hazov, that is not proven from Rav Ashi. Try again. Gemara says, v'af Rabbi Chiya, the great uncle of Rav, the star pupil of Rebbe, v'af Rabbi Chiya, the redactor of the Brises with Rav Oshaya, so Rabbi Chiya sover dava tivo havi. He also held that the gold is the coin, is the money, and therefore the original gear, so a kesef kone es hazov, is the correct one. And Amaisa Shahoya. As I mentioned, Rav was the nephew of Rabbi Chiya, both from his mother's side and from his father's side. In any event, the Rav ozif dinare mibrate de Rabbi Chiya. Rav had borrowed money from the daughter of Ruchia. Now, that could be a stepsister to him, or that could just be a cousin to him. In any event, Rav borrowed money from Ruchia's daughter. Now, Lesof Iyakar Dinri. Now, what type of money did he borrow? He borrowed dinarim, which are gold coins. So, he originally borrowed gold coins from the daughter of Rav Chiya, and Lesof Iyakar Dinri. But then the gold coins went up in value. So it's a minted gold coin, but now the gold is worth more. So Rav was concerned, am I allowed to pay her back? Let's say he borrowed 2 gold coins from her. If he returns her 2 gold coins now, he's actually giving her, originally they were worth X, and now they're worth X plus Y. It has the appearance of ribis. So he went to go and ask her father. He went to ask his uncle, Rabbi Chiya, the great Gadol HaDor, also Lekame, the Rabbi Chiya, to ask him, am I allowed to give her back the two gold coins? I borrowed two gold coins from her, but if I give her back two gold coins that are now worth more, they're worth X plus Y, as opposed to originally being worth X, is this considered ribbis? So Rabbi Chiya told him it's not. Amar Lei, Rabbi Chiya tells his nephew, Rav, Zil Shalem La, Tovin Utekilin. Go and give her back good gold dinarim, good gold coins, that is the exact amount that you borrowed from her. Now, what do we learn from this din of Rabbi Chiya? E Amris, if you tell me, Bishlomo Dahavo Tivahavi, if you have the original Girsa, Hakesef, Kone Es HaZohav, and the gold coins are considered money, and it's the silver that's the commodity, and Rashi in fact has over here the Girsa, E Amris, Bishlomo Dahavo Tivahavi, so then the gold is money, Shapir. When you borrow money, Reuven borrows $100 from Shimon, he expects to get back $100. We don't say, well, I lent you the money in 1920 and I'm giving it back in 1950. The money has gone down in value. It's deflation. $100 in 1920 will buy an awful lot more than $100 in 1950. So therefore, you might have thought that the person would be allowed to pay him back more money to make it the value of the 1920 dollar, or vice versa. Let's say the money went down in value. So there's a concern that you'd be paying him back more than the money is worth. So therefore, with money, there is no such concern. Money is something that is the base. And we say all the commodities went up or down against the money. As Rashi tells us, the critical Rashi, the Ein HaYoker in Dibra Masel, E Amris Bishloma Davo Tivo Havi, the Ein HaYoker V'Yazol Toli Behen. We don't say that the money is worth any more or less. It's the ability of the money to buy things that has changed. Ela Hazol, that which things went up or down in price, is the commodity. So in the case over here, where Rabbi Chiya's daughter lent Rav money, so that gold, the dinarim, the gold, that didn't change the price. It's the silver that went up and down. The commodity goes up and down, but the gold is the standard. It's a gold standard. And therefore, gold doesn't get a din of ribbis if you borrow two gold coins and you return two gold coins, even though it now can buy more, can buy less. That's not a ribbis concern. So, if you hold the original girsa of Rebbe Bialduse, that Hakesef Kones Azov, so then Shapir. We understand why Rabbi Chiya told Rav, no problem to go and give back my daughter the exact same number of gold coins that you borrowed from her. Shalim La Tovin Utkilin. But Eliyamis Pei Rahavi, if you say that this gold is functioning as a commodity, then we got a problem of ribbis. Havalei saw besaw. This is the famous discussion that we'll have a little bit later in this perek that tells us that you're not allowed to go and borrow technically a commodity and return the same amount of that commodity. Technically, we'll see that there are many heterim for this. You can't borrow a loaf of bread from your neighbor and return them a loaf of bread, because today you borrow the loaf of bread and it's worth $1.99. And when you return the loaf of bread a month later, it's worth $2.29. So you're giving them a loaf of bread, but you're giving them something that's worth $2.29, and you only borrowed something that was worth $1.99. This is called saw besaw. Saw is a measure. You're not let it go and borrow a commodity today and return that same commodity a week, a month later, because the commodity changes in value. And if it's gone up in value and you're giving back the same saw, so you've actually given back X plus Y, which is ribbis. Now, it's not a din d'oraisa of ribbis. This is a din d'rabbanan of saw besaw, but therefore, if this din d'rabban of saw besaw exists, and you're telling me that the gold is a commodity, then how could Rabbi Chiya say to Rav, go pay back my daughter exactly the same amount of gold coins that you borrowed from her? You borrow two gold coins, pay back two gold coins. This is saw besaw, and the gold has changed in value, and you're now giving her back more than you originally got from her, and that would be ribbis d'rabban of saw besaw. So therefore, let's prove from Rabbi Chiya's allowing Rav to pay back Rabbi Chiya's daughter the same exact amount of gold, that the gold coins are money. Money doesn't have a din of ribbis bite if you're giving the same amount of money. $100 and you return $100, that's not ribbis, even though the $100 has now is worth more. So Gemara says, no, that's still not a proof, because there's another din over here. The rabbis never instituted their din of saw besaw if the person had the money in his possession but just couldn't access it. So Rav dinare havule. Rav actually had those gold coins in his possession, but he wasn't able to access them for whatever the reason. V'kiven da havule dinre, since he had the gold coins in his possession, the rabbis never enacted this din of saw besaw. Nasir ka'omla, it's as if he had said to her, Let me have these gold coins right now. I have gold coins. They're locked up. Halveini, give me these gold coins that you have right now. Achiyo v'bri, until my son comes and he has the key and he'll be able to give me my gold coins back. Oh, Ashem tomatecho, until I get the key myself. So this is a unique din called if the person has the money, kiven the havule didre, so nasik omelo halveini ashiyo v'bri, oh Ashem tomatecho, and therefore this is not a problem. As Rashi tells us in Dinre Havale, Kishalova es Elu, when you lend this, the Gabi saw besaw tonight, and this was listed in the dinim of saw besaw, so Aval Omelo Haveni Achiova Bidi, O Achi Omer Emsabavteach, Shelu Shabiyodo Niklin Lamalve, it is considered already as if it's in the Malva's possession. So when Ruchia's daughter gave these coins, these golden coins to Rav, he had golden coins in his possession, and she acquires them from that moment because he has them. It's as if he's saying, the gold coins that I have in my possession, I just can't access right now, are yours right now. And therefore, Rashi continues, when they go up in value, uberishu so hukru, it actually goes up in value on her account. She owns those coins already. So therefore, there's no ribbis. Those are her coins. He's just giving her back her coins. And therefore, this is a din of ribbis. It's a din de rabbanon, a saw b'saw, v'hochi haigavna lo gozu. The rabbis never set up this din of ribbis de rabbanon, saw b'saw, in such a scenario. So therefore, Rabbi Chiya's proof that Rebbe's girso b'yankuse, the kesef kones azov, is not a proof as well. Again, doesn't disprove it, but it's not a proof. Try one more time. Amar Rava, Rava says, Haitana sovar davo tivahave. The following Tana certainly holds that gold coins, dava, is in fact considered money, and the silver is the commodity. The Tanya, because we learned in the following Brysa. Pruta shiamu, this Brysa is going to tell us exchange rates. So the pruta, how much is a pruta worth? Pruta shiamu, that pruta which we're talking about, is the value of echad mishmona. The Isahari Talki. It is 1/8 the value of a silver Isahari Talki. An Isar that came from Italy. This well-known Isar, Isahari Talki. So there are 8 prutos, 8 copper prutos in 1 Isahari Talki. Now, why are you telling me this? Lamai Nafkamina, what's the purpose of me knowing this exchange rate in a brisa? Why is it important that you teach this to me? So the Gemara says, Likidushe Isha, because the opinion of Beis Hillel, which is acceptable by Allah, is a man can be a Makadish woman, Isha Makadish, Esa Isha, Bishave Pruta, with a Pruta or a Shave Pruta. So therefore, you have to know how much is a Pruta. Because if it was not a Shave Pruta that he gave her, so the woman's not married. If it is a Shave Pruta, the woman is married. So we need to know precisely how much a Pruta is worth. It's worth 1/8 of this silver Isari Talki. Very good. The Brisa continues. Isar, this Isari Talki, how much is it worth? Echod me esrim v'yabor bedina shel kesef. This Isari Talki is worth 1/24 of a silver dinar. Bedina shel kesef, this Isari Talki is 1/24. 24 of these Isari Talkis equals 1 dinar shel kesef. No, why do I need to know that? Why is the Brisa telling me this financial information? L'may nafkimina, in regards to lemekach umemkar. This is very important for business transactions. As Rashi says, mochar lo dinar, if a person sold someone else a dinar, biyoser mi esim viarba, he sold it for more than 1 dinar for 24 isari italki. So then we have a question of onor, of was there a cheating over here. So we normally have the rule of up to 1/6 of an overcharge or an undercharge, the deal goes through. But if the onah was more than a sixth, so the overcharge or undercharge was more than a sixth, then the person who was cheated has the right to go and nullify the deal. So that's what we have to know, exactly what is the value of this dinar shel kesef. So we can know the dinar of onah for mekach umemkar. Fine, the brisa continues. Dinar shel kesef, this dinar shel kesef, this silver dinar, there are 25 such silver dinarim in 1 golden dinar. Dinar shel kesef is echad me esav v'chamisha b'dinar shel zav. 25 silver dinarim make up 1 golden dinar. Again, the Brisa says, what's the purpose of me learning this in a Brisa? L'may nafkamina. So the answer is, the Brisa says, l'pidyon haben. When you give a pidyon haben, you have to give 5 shkolim. Now, how much is 5 shkolim? So that will depend. So he's telling us that the gold standard is gold. Dinar shel zav has within it 25 dinarim shel kesef. So, a dinar, there are four dinarim in a shekel. So, a shekel will have four dinarim. So, the five shekel that you have to give for a pigeon and bent will be five times four. It will be 20 dinarim. So, 20 dinarim is the amount of silver that you have to give over for pigeon and bent. Now, if you wanted to give it over to gold coin, it would be 20 dinarim, but a gold coin has 25 dinarim in it, so you would give over four-fifths of this gold coin. That is the amount the pigeon of Ben. Now, if the gold is the standard, so then it's always going to be over here 20 dinarim of silver. The silver may go up or down, but that is always going to be a set amount compared to the gold. The gold is the standard. Now, if you're telling me that the gold is the standard, in fact, Rashi has the gears over here, Rashi adds the word dava. It was implied anyway, but Rashi actually has the gears of dava here. So if you're telling me gold is the gold standard, gold is the money, so then I understand why it's always going to be a certain set amount of silver. Mishayer Tana b'midi d'ketz. The Tana told us something that is a standard, gold. And that's why he's telling us this din, that you have to know that there are 25 silver dinarim in one gold dinar. And that's why you needed to know pigeon of Ben. But, Eli Yamris, pay Rahabi, if you're telling me gold is not the gold standard, gold is the commodity, and silver is the silver standard, silver is the coins, so then, are you going to tell me, Mishar Tana B'midei De'okir Vizil, then you're telling me that it's worth four-fifths of a gold. Pigeon of Ben is four-fifths of a gold dinar. No, it's not. Sometimes it's going to be more, sometimes it's going to be less, because the gold goes up and down in price, because it's a commodity. It's the silver that stays the same. So you should have said, this is the din of Pigeon of Ben. You have to give a certain amount of silver. You give 20 silver dinarim. And regardless of whether the gold dinar now is equal to 20 silver dinarim, or the gold dinar is worth 30 silver dinarim, you give 20 silver dinarim because the silver is the standard. But he didn't say that. Because if you, in fact, had said that the silver is the standard and gold is the commodity, so then zimnim de mahadale kana, and sometimes zimnim de mosafle iu lekana. Then if you're telling me that it's silver is the standard, so sometimes if I give you four-fifths of a gold coin, I'm giving you too much. Sometimes I give you four-fifths of a gold coin, I'm giving you too little because the gold changes in value. Oh, this is a good proof. El Shmamino, we have proven that gold is the gold standard. Gold is the coin. Silver is a commodity compared to the gold coin. Oh, Shmamino. Therefore, we have proven that the right girsa is Hakesev Kona Es Hazov. The girsa of Rebbe Bialduse has been proven from Rava's bringing down of this brisa, and that is conclusive. Now, Mark continues, says, Tanan Hossam, we learned in the following Mishnahs, Mr. Maisha Sheni, Beishame Omim, Lo Yasa Odom Sloyin, a person shouldn't take his Maisha Sheni coins. He had produce. He didn't want to go schlep the produce all the way up to Yerushalayim, so he exchanged it onto silver Sloyim. So the Mishnah is telling us, Lo Yasa Odom Sloyim, he already has exchanged his produce, his real produce, onto the silver Sloyim. He's not allowed to go and then exchange him onto Dinare Zohav. That's Beishame's opinion. However, Ubeis Hillel Matirim. Beis Hillel say, yes, you can take these silver dinarim, which are Meiser Sheni funds, and deconsecrate them onto golden coins and make the gold now have the status of the Meiser Sheni coinage. Now, what's the machlokis over here between Beis Hillel and Beishame? What's the understanding? So we have two opinions, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We don't know which one said which. Chad Omar, one of them said, the machlokis bisloyim al dinarim. One of them said, the machlokis over here between Beishame and Beis Hillel only applies when you're talking about taking your silver, Meiser, Sheni coins and exchanging them onto golden coins and having the Kedusha go from the silver coins onto the gold coins. One of them says, that's the only place where we have the machlokis between Beishame and Beis Hillel. The Beishame Savri, because the reason of Beishame that you are in fact not allowed to exchange the silver coins onto the gold coins is because Kaspo Tiva, they say that the silver coins are money, they're considered Tiva, money, and Dava, Pera, and the gold is considered a commodity. And outside of Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to go and exchange Maisa Sheni coins for a commodity. You can bring your original produce up from outside Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim, but once you exchange your original produce onto Meiser Sheni coins, you're not allowed to deconsecrate those Meiser Sheni coins until you get to Yerushalayim and buy commodity with it there. So therefore, the viewpoint of Beis Shammai is that the golden coins are a commodity, and therefore you can't deconsecrate your silver, Maaser Sheni coins on a commodity outside of Yerushalayim. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. V'tivo apeira lo mechalin. You can't go and exchange a coin for produce for a commodity outside of Yerushalayim. The gold is a commodity. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel Savri, no. Kaspa peira v'dava tiva. No, the other way around. The kaspa is considered a commodity compared to the gold. The dava is considered the coin. And therefore, Maitirin, Beis Hillel says, you are allowed to go and exchange these silver Maaser Sheni coins, which have the status of being a commodity, to go and exchange them onto the golden coins, which have the status of now being money, and you can deconsecrate your peira onto the gold coins. Upeira ativa mechalinum, because we view the silver in this situation as being a commodity compared to the gold. Oh, that's one opinion. That's either Reish Lakish or Yochanan's opinion of Beis Shammai. However, Aval Peiros al Dinarim, according to this opinion of either Reish Lakish or Yochanan, if it's actual fruit that you have, actual produce, Aval Peiros al Dinarim, if you have Peiros and you want to deconsecrate them onto gold or silver, that's not a problem. Everybody agrees that the gold, even if you say that silver is the coin and gold is the commodity, that's gold compared to silver. But gold compared to real produce, so then the real produce, the real peri, can certainly be deconsecrated onto gold coins. Why is that, my time up? Because me de havia kesef lebeis hillel. Because according to Beis Hillel, silver certainly can be used to go and deconsecrate the golden coins. So certainly, kesef lebeis hillel, afo gav the kasper legavi dava peri havi, even though silver in regards to gold is considered a peri, legabe peri, but in regards to real produce, then the silver is also considered a coin, tiva havi. And zov nami lebeis shammai, and the gold according to Beis Shammai, afo gav the dava legabe kasper peri havi, even though in regards to the silver, we consider the gold the commodity. Nevertheless, the gabi peira tiva havi. So whether you hold like Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, which one is the gold standard, which one is the silver standard, which one is gold is a coin, and the other one says the gold is a commodity, and vice versa. So everybody agrees that in regards to peiros, the actual fruit themselves, both of them are considered coins. And therefore, that is one opinion over here, what the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is. It's only between exchanging gold for silver or silver for gold. That's the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. But everybody agrees that you can exchange fruits, real produce, onto either the gold coins or silver coins. You can deconsecrate your Maaser Sheni produce onto either gold or silver coins. Then we continue. The other one said, V'chad Omar, either Rav Yochanan or Reish Lakish, Ach b'peros al dinari machlokas. The machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not only can you deconsecrate your coin on a coin, whether it's silver or gold, the machlokas Beis Hillel or Shammai. No, the machlokas is even on peiros. They're arguing as well. Each of them, in their respective opinion, says even the produce, the real peiros themselves, cannot be consecrated onto one or the other, depending on each of their respective shittas. Okay, so these are the two versions that we have of the understanding of machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. We don't know which one was Rav Yochanan, which one was Rav Shalkish. Gemara says, Ulaman dioma af beperos al dinar machlokes. According to this opinion, the second one that we brought down, that even in regards to peros, that you're not allowed to go and deconsecrate the actual produce onto either the gold or onto the silver, according to the respective shittos. So, ad demiflege bisloin al dinarim, instead of telling us the machlokes in regards to coin on coin, silver on gold, gold on silver, liflog beperos al dinarim, give us the big chiddush, just tell us the machlokes is that you can't even deconsecrate it onto the peros, onto either gold or silver. And then I'll certainly know that you can't do the silver onto gold or the gold onto the silver. Someone says, no. If log with peros al dinarim, if you gave us that example and said that's the machlokas being Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, I wouldn't automatically know that the same machlokas exists in coin on coin. I would have said, hani mila bi peros al dinarim. Yeah, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue in terms of actual produce, real peros, onto dinarim. So then we have the machlokas whether you could do this onto gold or not. Avo bisloyin al dinarim, but taking a sela of silver and deconsecrating it onto a dinar of gold, so then maybe modulahen Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, maybe Beis Hillel would admit to Beis Shammai that you can do, because in terms of the relationship of gold and silver, the dava, the gold coins, in regards legabe kaspa, are perahavi, are maybe considered like they are fruits. They're like considered like commodities. So therefore, velo mechalalina, and then you're not allowed to go and deconsecrate silver onto a commodity outside of Yerushalayim. So therefore, that's what I would have said. Kamash Malan. So therefore, it had to tell us both. According to this man, the Omer, it had to tell us both that you can't deconsecrate the silver onto the gold, as well as telling us that you can't deconsecrate the actual produce onto gold. So these are the two versions of the machlokas over here between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. But we don't know which one said what. So therefore, Tistayim, the Gemara now continues and says, let us prove the Rav Yochanan, who the Omer, ain't Michalin. Let us say that it was Rav Yochanan's opinion that is the second opinion, that you can't be Mischalo, you can't go and deconsecrate even actual Maisa Sheni produce, the actual fruit itself, onto the golden coin. Because the Omer of Yochanan, we turn to him, Hail Mud Aleph, also Lilvos Dinar bin Dinar. One is not allowed to go and borrow a dinar against another dinar. Now, what does this mean? As Rashi says, we're concerned, Shema Yokiru, that the valuation went up, and therefore, when you return it, you borrowed $100, and now you're returning it, you're returning $110 because the value went up, so therefore, it's a chashash over here of the saw b'saw type of a concern. But the Gemara says, what are we talking about? Dinar demai. What type of a dinar did Rav Yochanan say? Also, Lilvos, dinar b'dinar. If you're telling me, Ilema, dinar shel kesef, dinar shel kesef, I borrowed a dinar of kesef for you, and I'm returning you a dinar shel kesef, so is there anybody in the world that says that that's not allowed? Legabe nafshe, Miko Laman di Omer Lav Tivahavi? Is there anybody that says that silver, in regards to silver coins on silver coins, does anybody in the world say that that's not money? Obviously not. Everybody says that that's allowed. Otherwise, how could you ever lend money to somebody else? There'd always be a concern of ribbis. So obviously, Elopshita, Dinar Shel Zov, Bidinar Shel Zov. We're talking here that Rav Yochanan had said, also Lovos Dinar Bidinar, he must be talking about a golden dinar against a golden dinar. Now, Ulamat, who is he going like? Ila Beis Hillel, if he's going like according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, we already just said, Ha'ame Tivahavi. We said that Beis Hillel holds that gold is the gold standard. It is a gold coin. So obviously he can't be talking about Beis Hillel. El Olav, he must be saying, according to the opinion of Le Beis Shammai, who says that gold is a commodity, so therefore you can't go and borrow a gold coin and return the same gold coin because it's a commodity and maybe it's saw b'saw and it went up in value and you're returning him more than you got, and that's ribbis. Oh, Ushmami not, Rav Yochanan hu d'yomar eim chalalinan. So therefore, it says you can't do this. It must be that the opinion Rav Yochanan says that you can't even go and deconsecrate actual fruits onto gold coins. It's a commodity and you can't do that. What says Lav Dafka? Lo, maybe not. Le'olam, in fact, Emaloch, Rav Yochanan, Hud Yamim Chalalinon. In fact, Rav Yochanan would say that Beis Shammai says you are allowed to take produce and deconsecrate them onto golden coins. Aye, the shiny halva. Why is the halva different? If you're telling me that the golden coins are considered money in regards to the fruit, so why in this situation do we not allow you to be lovet dinar bedinar, a golden dinar against another golden dinar? Because halva is different. Kivan de l'inyan mekachu memkar shavyur rabbanon kiperet. In regards to transactions, in regards to buying and selling, we view the golden coins as being a commodity. So therefore, the aminan iu niu de okir vizil. And in this situation, we say it's the gold that goes up or down. So in regards to ribis concerns, yeah, we have to be choshesh midi rabbanon. Legabi avor nami peira havi. So therefore, in regards to halvah specifically, we have to be concerned about it. And I'll show you that this is right. Hochanami Mistabra. The Chiyosa Rabin, when Rabin came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, Amr Rav Yochanan, he said over the name of Rav Yochanan, this beferish. Afobisha Amru, also Luvos Dinar Bedinar, even though in general you can't go and take a golden dinar and return it for the same golden dinar value because maybe it went up or down in price. However, nevertheless, he said beferish. Abu Mechalin, Maiser Sheni Lub. It is considered a coin in regards to Maiser Sheni produce. So Maiser Sheni produce can be deconsecrated onto this golden coin. Oh, Shmamina. You see from here clearly, we have Beferish that Ravin said this in the name of Yochanan, that Rav Yochanan holds that Beis Shammai says that you can be poda Maiser Sheni produce onto a gold coin. So actually, Rav Yochanan is the first opinion that we brought down, and it must be that Reish Lakish is the second opinion. Two more questions this and says, wait a second, Toshma. We have a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Maiser Sheni as well, where it says, Haporet Sela Mimos Maiser Sheni. Rashi explains in Dibra Maskel Haporet, and he says, Mishieshlo Mos Nechoshes Shel Maiser Sheni. A person has a lot of copper coins of Maiser Sheni that were produce of Maiser Sheni were deconsecrated onto these copper coins. And it wasn't schlep up so many pennies to Eretz Yisrael. It's 1,000 pennies over here. So he wants to change it onto a silver coin. Ubo leforton b'sel kesef. He wants to go and exchange this, much easier to carry one silver coin than hundreds of these copper pennies. And he wants to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Al Yerushalayim, mipnei masur yaderos. He wants to make this exchange of these numerous multiple copper pennies onto one larger silver coin. So we have machlokes bishami b'sil. Bishami omrim b'chol ha'selamos. He says, no problem. Go and exchange the entire amount of pennies that you have onto silver. So let's say you have 1,000 pennies. So go and exchange them onto silver, the appropriate amount of silver. No problem. You don't have to leave any copper pennies. B'sil disagrees. B'sil omrim b'shekel kesef b'shekel mos. Only exchange some of them onto silver, but leave some of the copper pennies. Now, what do we see from here? Hashda lebe shamay legabe priti mechalalinon legabe davu miboye. If you're telling me that we just pointed out that Rav Yochanan holds the Beis Hillel allows you to consecrate it onto the gold, but Beis Shammai does not, so how could that possibly be? If Beis Shammai says that you can go and deconsecrate the copper onto silver, so of course you should be able to deconsecrate the copper onto gold. So kash on our understanding, Mor says, no, it's not a problem. Shiny priti. Copper pennies are different. Be asro, again, we're dealing with a place, the sagyon charife, that they're easily able to be used as currency. And that's why the copper in this situation is different. But lav dafka gold. Gold, Beis Shammai would say, is not easily usable. It's difficult sometimes to change it. And therefore, that's why Beis Shammai doesn't allow it. And therefore, we have a good first answer. This is the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We understand it according to Reish Lakish, and we understand it according to Rav Yochanan. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll have a second understanding of this machlokes. Mitzvah Hashem, will pick up the shir then. Have a wonderful day.